Unit 8 Translation, June 12th. It is estimated that about one-third of the world's produce is never sold due to its imperfect appearance. The Ugly Food Movement's goal is to market this food, which includes giving it better names and offering tempting deals. With summer approaching, we'll likely have lots of fun in the sun, but we should also be aware of the dangers of heat and sun exposure. To prevent heat stroke, try staying out of the sun during the hottest time of the day, that is, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In addition, when it's hot outside, don't leave young children or animals in enclosed spaces. Blue jeans. From California to Japan and everywhere in between, people these days can't live without them. Despite their popularity, these pants started off as solely work pants, mostly for miners and farmers. The history of jeans begins in 1873 in San Francisco, where a man named Levi Strauss sold dry goods. A local tailor named Jacob Davis made pants from the denim Strauss sold. Davis had a recurring customer who always tore his denim pants. Thus, Davis took some copper rivets and hammered them at certain points to make the pants stronger. With this, Levi's and the modern jeans were born. Jeans remained work clothing until after World War II. During this time, Americans began wearing jeans, sneakers, and white t-shirts as casual clothing. Thankfully, this dressing style hasn't gone out of style. In cooler weather, you can add a flannel shirt or a denim jacket. You can try cuffing your jeans for a more interesting look. Lastly, if you want to accessorize, stuff a bandana in your pocket or attach a wallet with a rein. It's this versatility that has made jeans a staple in almost anyone's wardrobe.